If you've never heard Mozart's Requiem performed live, tonight provides an excellent opportunity to do so. Philippe Enchaumont brings his Munich Symphony Orchestra, along with the American choir Gloria de Contours, to the Walden Arts Center to perform the entirety of the Requiem, along with some Schoenberg. I spoke to Philippe yesterday afternoon via phone from his hotel room in Kansas City, where he's on the road with the orchestra and choir to perform the Requiem across the country.
This is an extraordinary program that so far is a big success everywhere. And it's many combinations. First of all, it's an intelligent program with two works by two, eminent Austrian composers. Yes, Mozart, the biggest of all, and Schoenberg, who is near to us, and who wrote an exceptionally piece of music, the Transfigure Night, it was the last big romantic work ever written. It's not the Schoenberg that the people are afraid of. That was before. This is a very traditional work, but absolutely a work of genius. It's great. And it goes very well with the Requiem that we play on the second half. This is an absolute masterwork. It's hard to play, to say any word about such a magnificent work. This is the only thing I can say is that we try every night to do our very best to carry the work, and I am extremely happy with the Munich Symphony. It's a wonderful orchestra who played Mozart extremely well, and I am extremely happy with the American corps that we are traveling with, and absolutely exceptional. I have done a lot of concerts with corps before in my life, but it has never been so good. I pay as much attention to the chorus than to the orchestra. My role is to blend the two things together, the chorus and the orchestra, to balance the forces well. This is really the most difficult thing to do, you know, because the orchestra can be very loud, and the human voice has limits, of course, but it's a very powerful. Very powerful core, and it's rather easy to get the right balance.
And it's so there's so many people involved with the orchestra and the choir, and I was just wondering if what is it like to take that many people on the road together and play performances on the road?
After a certain number, you don't see the difference. It's very true. We have 100 people on stage. That's all, and it's fine. It's no problem. It's no problem at all, and it's a lot of traveling involved, of course, because we are playing 17 concerts on the tour, and. A lot of miles, but we survive well. Let's put it that way.
Sure. Also, it's a different concert hall every single time.
Ah, yes.
How do you deal with that?
We have half an hour before every concert to get used to the acoustic of the hall. And we adjust, this is the right word, we adjust to the hall. And because there's no two halls with the same acoustics. But so far we had only very good hall. We don't have any. We have halls who are very resonant, very live, and making extremely pleasant sound.
That was Philippe Enchemin, the conductor for the Munich Symphony Orchestra. They'll be here tonight at the Walton Arts Center at 7 p.m. performing Mozart's Requiem and Schoenberg's Verklärte Nacht, or Transfigured Night. It's a string sextet in one movement, composed in 1899 by Schoenberg, and it's perhaps his most important early work. For tickets or more information, you can go to waltonartscenter.org or call the box office at 479-443-5600. There are still tickets available, including $10 tickets available for students who want to sit in the balcony. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, this is Katie Henriksen.